I'm creating this podcast using Audacity, A-U-D-A-C-I-T-Y. If you go to Google, you can type it in, Audacity download, and it will take you to Audacity's website. Audacity is open source software, which means you can download it, burn it to a CD, give it to 100 people if you want to, because it's free. It's freely created and freely to give out. Now, when you do download this, I always click on where it says run. I'll run the program, which is not a very big download, and then go through the process of installing the software. Simple as that. But you also need to download the encoder, which is shown kind of toward the bottom of that page. It says LAME encoder, L-A-M-E. Now, when I get finished installing Audacity, I go back and I go through the instructions of installing LAME. And the way you install it, you do not click run to install LAME, because it'll take you to a different website. What you need to do is you need to click save, and save it somewhere on your computer. It really doesn't matter where you save it, as long as it's on that computer. Once you save it and it's finished, go through the process of installing that piece of that software. When you're finished with that, you're done with it forever. You won't use it. It just is an encoding device. Then you can go back to Audacity and go through the process of beginning to use Audacity to create a podcast. The reason why you have the encoder is that you can export this as an MP3, a WAV file. It gives you a lot of options. If you don't install the encoder, you don't have as many options. So keep in mind, this is what you will need to do. Now, when you get in Audacity, all you need to do is just click record, but there's a lot of options, a lot of things that you can use here. But if you mess up like I do frequently, best thing to do is to write your stuff down and then go through that process. Nobody's watching you, so you can read it off. But when you're finished, you click stop, and then you go through the process of editing. Audacity is a great program that you can use to record yourself and podcast the daily activities in your classroom. Great for music teachers to do auditions. I have recommended that to one of them in the district, and he is using that. So that's also an option that you can use. So think of the possibilities you can use this. Speeches, whatever that you think of, it'd be great to use it for. Have any questions about this, feel free to call me 1121 or email me. Thank you.